If you listen to 2SER on a Sunday, you'll know that we've got a trio of incredible shows that just encourage you to think. One of the great ones is Think Health, and its presenter, Ellen Liebeder, joins me in the studio. Now, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Nick.
Thank you for coming in. We do love talking about the Think shows here on Breakfast, and you've got some great topics for us today.
I do. Something that I think will interest quite a lot of people is the different methods of recovery in athletes, be that professional or amateur.
Well, as a semi-pro athlete myself, this radio physique is really what's done
it for me. You have lots of hours in the day to do, I don't know, running?
I have actually been running again. Okay. I despise running. I absolutely hate it. And I've actually managed to tweak my shoulder a little bit. So I've been told I can't do bench press. I can't do any of the stuff I actually love doing. I'm seeing a physio for it. So I've started running again, and my recovery has been ice age lengths because I'm so unused to it. My body does not know what to do afterwards.
Yeah, right. So you finish your run. What do you normally do?
Get off the treadmill and walk back home.
Oh.
You know, about stretching, which I kind of forget to do or anything like that.
And there's actually all these other methods. So you probably know this, but many of the listeners don't know. So I do triathlons. And at the time I was doing this story, I was about to attempt my second half marathon. So This is how I kind of got interested in this story, because I went to a run session and the guy said, it's actually perfect time of year. This was, what are we now? September. This is about a month ago now. It's actually perfect time of year to go into any of the oceans in Sydney after a run as an ice bath.
Oh, that sounds I'm shivering to think about it.
And I did it. So I didn't do it in the oceans. I did it in my backyard pool at home. Like, would go for, 16, 18K run, jump in the pool. And I wondered, is there actually any science to this? So how much, me being a health reporter, of course I've got to question everything.
Of course.
So for a bit of fun, went to a running session. It's called Park Run. Have you ever heard of Park Run?
I have not heard of Park Run.
Park Run is held across the country. It's a 5-kilometer time run. It's free every Saturday. There's probably one near you and all our listeners. So I went to Park Run and I set up an ice bath to see just how many athletes wanted to use it. And it was the day before the half marathon in question. So I was like, you jump in the half marathon, get me some great audio, and it'll help. Maybe it'll help you for your half marathon tomorrow. So this is what happened.
Hang on, girl.
Holy crap, that's good.
Have you heard about ice baths before?
Yeah. Because my boyfriend's plays league and stuff, so he's always talking about ice baths for recovery, and I've never done it though.
So it was Belinda, wasn't it? Yeah. How are you feeling now that you've been in for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit numb. Yeah, my feet are definitely really frozen now and wrinkly, as you can see. but I feel good. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was heaps of fun actually.
And I know none of the science behind it, but I would have assumed that it would contract muscles and actually be painful.
Well, okay, so that's the theory of it, so that it contracts muscles, and then, once you get out, all the blood just, rushes back to them. Doesn't work so much in practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it a bit of a myth?
It's a bit of a myth. But so, with all of these things, sometimes in some studies it shows that it works, and in some studies it shows that it doesn't. Now, the studies that show that it does work, you're looking at sitting around in an ice bath for about 15, 20 minutes.
Gosh, that just sounds great.
Yeah.
How could you not want to do that?
Relax with a glass of wine.
Just chill out.
So yes, it doesn't work, but it's also sometimes what you do as an amateur doesn't match up with what the science is asking you to do. So, but in researching this story, I spoke to a woman who works with a lot of athletes, a lot of triathletes in particular, and she kind of sold me this thing called a salt bath.
Okay.
So what it is, it's 350 kilograms of salt dissolved in a bath. And it's really good for relaxation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, because of the magnesium in the salt, it's meant to be really good for muscle recovery.
And if you're Hannibal Lecter, it's the start of a stock.
Yeah, if you're in there long enough. I tried this one out.
And you get to experience a bit of an anti-gravity effect as well, in that you don't feel sort of anything underneath you. You get the sense of being suspended, which is nice. So you need to have a quick rinse before you hop in, just to get the day off you. So door behind you, showers on the right, toilets on the left.
Fantastic.
Good. Any questions?
Nope. That's it.
Perfect. Enjoy. I'll leave you to sort that side of stuff out.
All right. Thanks. I'll see you in an hour. Okay, shower off, and I'm about to get in the tub. It's time to turn the mic off and relax.
Now, I have done something similar to that when I used a float tank on one of my many Byron Bay trips.
Float tank, that's pretty much what it is.
Right.
How did you feel after it?
So I was going in there for the mindfulness. We didn't use that term back then, but I was using it for that. And I discovered that when all you can do is hear your own breathing, I was about 10 seconds away from screaming in terror before they finally cracked the lid on that damn thing and let me out. I hated it.
You hated it.
I hated it.
Yeah, right. And because you're enclosed in total darkness.
Oh, my God. And it's meant to be dead silence as well, but it's not. It's just your own heartbeat and breathing and the occasional splash.
At least there was some relaxing music in this. I'm told. I'm told apparently you can put a podcast on, but I didn't ask for that. But interestingly, I didn't necessarily – so I did it after I did a really big swim session and a really big gym session.
Wow.
So I was pretty sore that morning. For me personally, didn't so much feel it. But what I did actually find is the mindfulness thing. Like, I walked out of that tub with so many great creative ideas. So, inadvertent effects there.
All right, there we go. Salt bath may not help your muscles necessarily, but it is great for your mental concentration.
Yeah. Salt baths, ice baths, not so much. Okay, so after all this, recovery is, there's a lot of, you know, quasi-science stuff. Like, there's also the compression gear, there's foam rolling. We talk a little bit about that. But after all this, what I found is what you would expect with the recovery, that there's three big blocks that actually help and they're the most straightforward.
We tend to talk about recovery in general as being our big blocks or our big drivers of recovery. So we're talking reducing the training load, making sure you get appropriate nutritional intake, so carbohydrate and protein immediately after, and then in the ensuing couple of hours, and then avoidance of factors that reduce sleep. You know, they're your big three primary drivers to provide good recovery.
So, aka tapering, sleep, and nutrition.
Eat and sleep.
That's about 80-90% of your recovery.
And that's not too unexpected, is it?
No, you know, it makes sense. Like, that's... fuel is what we run off, all the stuff we eat, and you need 8 hours sleep if you're going to go run 21 kilometres.
Yeah, you are going to need 8 hours sleep for 21 kilometres. I'd need 8 hours for 21 kilometres, I can assure you of that. Where can people get more Think Health?
So you can find more Think Health at 2scr.com/thinkhealth. That is our most recent story at the moment. And there's plenty of great stuff on the podcast page as well. And we're a podcast as well. So on your favourite podcast app, you can find us. Just search for Think Health.
And of course, every Sunday morning as well.
Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Now, I'm just going to leave this. Thank you so much for coming in with own final advice from when I was boxing a lot. I found the best recovery was a pint of Guinness and a bacon and egg roll immediately afterwards. Trust me on that one.